There is global outrage as X is Grok. Now, if you're not on X, it's obviously formerly Twitter. And there is now this function, which I have to say I've never actually used, but you can ask it to, ask it questions. And at one point, it went a bit mad and was talking about Hitler. And then it seemed to go slightly simplifying it here. Then it seemed to be relatively helpful. And in a lot of cases, I'd use it. And I go, okay, that makes sort of sense. Now it has started undressing women, and in some cases, children. And how it's not illegal, I don't quite understand, or how nothing's being done about it. Let's get the technology aspect of this first before we get into the legals. Fevzi Turkulp is editor of Gadget Detective, Making Sense of Technology, regularly helps us with these sorts of matters. It's had quite a checkered history, Grok, hasn't it, Fevzi? Tell us about its sort of origins and what it was designed to do.
Right. Well, as we know, Elon Musk publicly bought Twitter, changed its name to X, and promptly added an AI system to it. And Elon Musk has got history in AI. He was one of the founders of OpenAI that produces ChatGPT. He had a falling out with them. He's now in litigation with them. So he's created Grok. Grok has always been marketed from the beginning as a free speech AI. Now, I think that's part of the problem here is that they're trying to balance having this as a unique selling point because people don't like restrictions. They want it to do whatever they ask it to do. That's why we have restrictions and we have laws. This system has been designed from its fundamentals to be, in quotes, free speech. And therefore, it's reliant only upon whatever filters are then put on its output. Clearly, those filters are not sufficient. They've implemented features like the ability to edit photos of real people, ask it to remove clothes, ask it to put people in bikinis, ask it to put them in different sexualized positions, and doesn't seem to care if there are real people, if they are minors. It just went ahead and did it.
Now, I know you're not in the mind of Elon Musk, but given he does star himself as this sort of free speech champion, will he be chuckling away to himself thinking this is brilliant, or will he be concerned about the future of X?
I think both. I mean, it's not just in his mind. He's already reacted jokingly to some manipulated images that included him. The only half-decent apology we had was from Grok itself, which apologised for lapses in safeguards. But when journalists...
Just on that, Fevzi, there have been cases where children, speaking of those safeguards, have been undressed.
Yes.
I mean, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, thousands of cases, not just one or two. Yes, and it's not an accident, is what I'm trying to say. But also, when journalists approach the company itself, not Grok, I mean, putting up an AI to apologise for its... But an AI cannot be sorry for anything because it is not sentient, right, at the moment at least. But when they approached the organisation itself, they received a dismissive auto-response attacking legacy media. So we've got this kind of... I don't really know how to say it. I mean, there has to be financial and legal consequences for this. And there may be so. India has already given X, the company, 72 hours to fix the problem and report back, warning that it could lose legal safe harbour protection. So these sorts of platforms at the moment are protected against what is published on them. They're not like a publisher in the eyes of the law. They're seen more like a conduit, like a telephone line. But they could lose that protection. But this is clearly breaking Indian law. The French have already referred it to prosecutors under the EU Digital Services Act. So that's the EU. Ofcom have issued a warning, not very strictly worded, but some sort of warning. The Americans themselves have got laws against this, but the question is, will they enforce them? They're already, the US administration is already pressuring European governments not to over-regulate or not to regulate their precious AI systems.
If this goes on and is not resolved, will we see a mass exodus of people from X? I know that's been warned at various times and sort of less successful apps have popped up and people think at one point that's the future and it isn't. Is this the final straw, do you think, for a lot of people, Fevzi?
I think that the usership, the user base of Grok has already changed. Some people, there's been an exodus away but there's been an influx as well. So if to answer your question directly, if this facility remains in place, there will be a lot of people leaving, because a lot of these images were posted on X, by the way. They were produced on Grok but posted on X. But there will also be an influx of people who want to use that.
Thank you, Fevzi. The best in the business. Fevzi Turkalp is editor of Gadget Detective, making sense of technology.